Welcome to day 39 of the St Mark's Church journey through the Psalms for Lent. Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. As I was out walking this afternoon, I was looking at the hills, and I found myself imagining God as the master craftsman with a lump of clay, but carefully moulding the clay to shape the rolling hills. And then with hammer and chisel in hand, he chips out a mountain, a ridge here, a ledge there, until what we have are these beautiful spectacles of creation. But the psalmist in today's psalm sees beyond the hills, beyond the mountains, to the one who made them, the maker of heaven and earth. And it's almost as if the psalmist recognises that it's in this God's, this creator God's hand that he or she rests and is carried. And to quote another psalm, Psalm 23, referring to the valley of the shadow of death, indeed we may pass through trial and tribulation in this life, that which feels like a valley of the shadow of death. But what's crucial is that we can hold on to the fact that we are carried through it in the hands of the maker of heaven and earth. I wonder today, if you're out and about, whether you can gaze upon creation and its beauty and think of the one who made it, and then think of the fact that you are resting in his hands, whether in good time or bad. Let's pray. Father God, as we look upon and gaze upon your world and the wonder of it, we give thanks that it was fashioned by your hand. And in those same hands, we rest today, tonight, and always. Amen.